All right, we're going to continue in our study of the Gospel of John this morning. We're in chapter 17. If you didn't bring a Bible with you this morning, we have extras in the back, and we'd like for you to have one so that you can follow along with us as we go through this passage. If you'll raise your hand, we can get a Bible to you. We've got English and Spanish and German, different translations, so just let us know. It's a great passage. Again, this is one of the most fascinating conversations, I think, that you will ever hear. So let's pray, and we'll get started in our study this morning. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come away, to separate ourselves from the world, and to sit down and just listen to the things you want to say to us, the things you've written to us purposely in your word. The things that you want to show us and directions you want to take us. And Lord, just help us to see and to hear and to obey the things that you're showing us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, in this chapter 17, it is the final chapter of what's called the Upper Room Discourse. This chapter is really just a prayer. I don't want to say just a prayer, like prayer isn't much, but it is only a prayer. It is Jesus talking to the Father, and it breaks down pretty easily. There's a progression here that's easy to follow. Jesus prays for himself, and he tells the Father, "My work is done. Everything that you have given me to do, I've done it. I've completed it. The job is finished." Then he prays for the 11 apostles. There's only 11 of them at this point. Judas has gone off into the night to go get the armed guards. And so it's just 11 guys. And he prays for them. And he asks the Father to keep them and to sanctify them, to keep them safe. And then finally, as the chapter closes, we're going to find Jesus praying for us, for the church today. And the thing that he asks for is that we might be unified. That we might be unified and that we might be with him in glory. You know, Scripture says that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father and forever makes intercession for us. And so I think in a very real way that today, right now, in this service, Jesus is in heaven at the right hand of the Father praying these very things for us. So it's a powerful, powerful section. We're kind of in the middle of the section where he talks and prays for his disciples, or the 11 that are there with him in the room. But again, this section is for us. We pick it up in verse 14. And there Jesus says, "I have given them your word. The world hated them because they aren't of the world."